Did it influence your early family life, this specter of serious illness right under your roof?
I don't remember it that way. I remember the fact that I was, you know, you remember the thing that's most vivid to you personally. I remember the fact that I was treated as a, that because they had lost these two children, my sister and I were treated as very delicate plants. And my mother in particular guarded us with some vigor. And I think to some degree my sister never really broke completely away from that, but I got very restive about it after I got to be in my, oh, maybe early teens. I began to want to break out, and I went to Sam Houston School, and there I ran into various and sundry activities, got into a fight or two, and for, I'm not sure that any of them had anything to do with my father's beliefs or mine, but I think maybe that was sort of background stuff nonetheless.
Did you, as you look back, do you sense that you were combative beyond what is normal for a teenage kid in a vigorous environment where you probably active in sports? And
I wasn't active in sports. I wasn't very successful in sports, let's put it that way. I played baseball, and when football came along, I played a little bit, but I wouldn't want to boast about my physical prowess.
Mm-hmm. Was this restiveness that you mentioned, Judge, was this, did this get some, was it influenced by some of your teachers in, say, high school? Did you take a cue or two from their instruction? Sometimes, you know, there are these bonds. Sometimes,
yeah,
there are not.
There were a couple of teachers who had an influence on my father and mother, I think. One of them was named Osmond, I know.
O-S-M-U-N, something like that?
Beg pardon?
Would it be sound, I'm going by the sound, would it be like Osmond, O-S-M-A-N? Or
O-S-M-U-N-D, I believe.
Osmond.
Uh-huh. And there was another one, I don't remember her name, but they were teachers, and they took an interest in my father in particular, because from the very beginning, he was very bright and sopped up information.
And then you finished high school, did you, in
North Dallas High School?
Yeah, and then did you go on and break away at that point, or did you, from your family shelter?
I began to get a little more active after a period in my youth, early youth, of being treated as a delicate boy. And I began to participate in neighborhood activities and baseball and football and whatnot.
At that time, did you start to become active in, what'll I say, an intellectual way? Did you, or did you ally yourself with causes and that sort of thing at that stage?
Oh, well, from the very beginning, as soon as I was able to read, think, I read an awful lot in the period while I was sick. I got my father would bring two or three books home almost daily during the periods of my illness, and I'd soak them up.
What was this illness, Judge Annette? What age did you...
Flu.